People in Bennington County have been learning how to live with PFOA in their water. Now, some are learning how to live knowing the suspected carcinogen is in their bodies. State officials think emissions from the former ChemFab factory in North Bennington contaminated hundreds of private wells in southwestern Vermont. A few months ago, the health department held blood clinics to test the levels of PFOA in the people who've been drinking that water. Those people got their test results back last week. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
If you've lived in Vermont a while, you've probably seen plenty of homes that look just like Colin Healy's in North Bennington. The modest wood-shingled house sits at the end of a dirt road. There's an organic garden out back with sturdy kale plants that peek out through the fence. Wind chimes hang from the front porch, and there are solar panels and chickens in the yard. It's an idyllic place, not one where a dangerous chemical could be in the water. But the Department of Environmental Conservation has been testing private wells around Bennington, and about 250 are contaminated with the suspected carcinogen. And Healy's well is the most contaminated.
I got a phone call on Friday. You know, she explained it to me somewhat that the average in Bennington was 20, and mine was 480. And I said, okay, now what? And they really don't know now what. Doesn't mean you're going to get sick. And I said, well, actually, I'm already showing symptoms of being sick.
Those numbers Healy talks about are the micrograms per liter of PFOA that were detected in the blood tests. The average Bennington resident who's been drinking the contaminated water has between 10 and 20 micrograms of PFOA in their blood, and Healy, she's got 480. Just before the PFOA crisis hit, Healy had her regular physical exam, and her doctor said her thyroid was showing signs of distress and her cholesterol was high, both signs of PFOA poisoning. So, she's pretty freaked out.
I'm very scared for my kids just because, you know, they were earth kids. They were busy out there playing in the sprinkler, eating the food from our garden that we, you know, watered and nurtured the seedlings in the water from our house. You know, that's my biggest worry, is actually that's where I'm like, oh, you know, because, you know, I'm 56 and, you know, I've had a damn good life. Plus they're kids.
Healy has two children. Her daughter also tested hundreds of times higher than average, and her son will do a blood test in November when he comes home from college. PFOA has been used for decades. Scientists thought it was safe, and so there haven't been a lot of tests done on how it affects the human body. But now we're finding out that it's likely tied to a wide range of serious diseases. So while doctors can tell Healy how much PFOA is in her blood, they can't really tell her very much more.
It's scary. It's scary to, you know, call six internists in town and none of them know much about PFOAs. You know, it's like, no, we need to have somebody who's knows about it.
The Department of Health is trying to get local doctors up to speed as hundreds of Vermonters come to terms with the fact that this dangerous chemical is in their body. But Sarah Vose, who works for the department, says everyone is still learning about how the body reacts.
There's probably a very steep learning curve in terms of healthcare providers knowing a lot about PFOA because it is an emerging contaminant. It's not a chemical that most people in Vermont knew a lot about before this contamination was discovered back in February. So there's certainly a lot of information out there. So it really is up to the healthcare provider to do some of that research and read those studies and reach out if they have questions.
Over time, if people stop drinking the contaminated water, Vose says the amount of PFOA will slowly go down. And she says people with high levels of the chemical in their blood should probably keep a close eye on the different health outcomes that are most strongly correlated with PFOA. But there's no quick fix. There's no way of telling if the chemical will cause cancer or affect the immune system. And there's no reassuring advice doctors can give to parents who are worried about their kids.
I think people's reactions are what we anticipated. It can be very concerning to get these results and to not have a clear understanding of what this means for an individual's health.
And so people like Jim Sullivan, they just have to wait and see what happens. Sullivan lives right above the former ChemFab plant. His water's contaminated and his blood test showed elevated levels of PFOA. Sullivan's trying to be pragmatic. He says he'll work with his doctor and monitor the suspected health effects that are linked to PFOA. But He's got some long-term questions.
Of course, one of the things that we're interested in is who's going to ultimately pay for long-term medical monitoring for ourselves and for everybody that's affected, because this stuff, as you know, does not leave your system anytime soon. And we have to stay on top of it over the next, you know, maybe the rest of our lives. So, you know, it's a significant issue.
The state is negotiating with Saint-Gobain, the company that owned the North Bennington factory, to have them cover costs associated with the contamination. Sullivan is also involved with a class action lawsuit against the company. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.